Western defense ministers met at the U.S. Air Force base in Ramstein, Germany, but failed to agree on providing tanks to Ukraine as it defends itself against Russia's invasion. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said there is a critical window of opportunity as Ukraine prepares for a spring counteroffensive against invading Russian forces.
This is not a moment to slow down. It's a time to dig deeper.
Earlier this week, the United Kingdom announced it was sending its Challenger tanks to Ukraine, increasing the pressure on Germany to send its Leopard 2 tanks and permit other countries that have German-made tanks to provide them to Ukraine, too. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has held an emotional meeting with the families of people who died in a helicopter crash earlier this week. Zelensky spoke with family members of seven of those killed in the crash on Wednesday in the Brovary area of Kyiv, the capital city. A helicopter carrying Ukraine's interior minister crashed into a kindergarten in a foggy residential suburb of Kyiv, killing him and about a dozen other people, including a child on the ground. Chris Hipkins, who led New Zealand's response to the COVID-19 pandemic, is set to replace Jacinda Ardern as the country's next prime minister, he said on Saturday.
Look, it's a big day for a boy from the hut. And look, I'm really honoured and humbled by the support that my colleagues have shown towards me.
Hipkins is expected to be confirmed as the new leader on Sunday after emerging as the only candidate nominated to lead the party. This is VOA News. Since Croatia became the 20th country to adopt the